Welcome to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with your host, Tom the Digital Architect Liebelt. Are you tired of spending money on marketing efforts that produce little or no results? Unable to decide whether internet marketing is right for your business? Want to take your brand to the next level but are unsure of what steps to take next? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in their pursuit of growing a profitable business and learning actionable strategies on how they can outperform brands that are older, bigger, and stronger.
Hey, Alexis.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Congrats on the marriage.
Oh, thank you. It was a fun little event. It was just our close family, and it was really relaxing and nice.
Nice. How many pictures did you guys take? Like 1,000?
We did. We took like 1,000,000. We had all of our family taking pictures and pooling those. And then my brother, who's a videographer, was taking photos and video. And then we had a photographer there for a couple hours. So it was, yeah, a lot.
Because I think they were coming from everywhere on Facebook.
Bombardment of wedding photos.
It was. I think you guys beat out all the cat pictures by far for about 2 weeks.
And part of it, because I didn't put them all up at once, they kind of like came in slowly. So they just strung along forever.
I was actually thinking that's a marketing technique. If you're using your regular marketing and you're drip feeding these photos on.
Oh, heck yeah. You're just dripping it out there.
Is that what you really did?
No, it just happened to be that way. But hey, I think it advertised well, apparently.
Definitely did. Are you guys in Portugal or did you guys get back to the States, Thailand? What do you guys do?
Yeah, we're back in the States. We're in Washington, D.C. right now, through December at least. And then in January, we're going to move back to Portugal.
Okay. What took you back to the States now?
Well, we were selling our house that we had in Portland, and that's why we decided to get married there, because we were already going to be there for about a month. And then we got our house sold, and both of our families are in the D.C. area. Since it's going to be the holidays and a bunch of other things going on, we just decided to stay here and hang out for a while, because we're both working on projects and needed to be like not moving for a minute.
Very cool. Which holidays? Are we talking about Halloween?
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I was wondering.
We usually come back for Thanksgiving and Christmas anyway, because we would only be gone for a couple of months and have to come back. We were like, let's just stay put so we can actually get some real work done.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into that in this interview.
Yes. Just so you know, too, I'm hoping it's not going to be a problem, but they're doing construction outside of my building.
Oh, it's fine.
So right now, it seems like it's fine. But if you're hearing a lot of background noise, let me know, because this apartment is small and I don't have many places to escape to that's not loud.
I could give you the same warning. I have some interesting neighbors here, so... They wake up and just turn on my drill now and start drilling. And it's not even like for a long time. It's like I'm going to drill for 2 minutes, then I'll stop. In 30 minutes, I'll make 10 more holes and I'll stop. And in 3 hours, I'll drill one more. And it's like, it's so random where you just feel like, is he messing with me right now?
Sometimes I think they might be.
But I get that feeling because it's not normal. You don't just wake up and create 2 holes. And then 3 days later, you just drill for like 30 minutes and stop.
That's exactly what it seems like, though.
It's been going on for a month now.
Oh, God, that would be annoying.
But it's really random. Like, I haven't heard anything for 2 days, and I feel like it's coming. Like, it's like...
Any moment now.
Yeah, any moment.
Awesome.
But let's get into it.
Okay.
I want to talk about your practice. You are a professional that took their practice online as a doctor, which is not a normal thing in the internet marketing world. Unlike architect or a lawyer, especially a doctor, like, I feel like I need to see my doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, how is that going to happen? Like, what if my dentist goes online?
That would be really interesting.
Can you tell me why and sort of the how-to, especially the beginnings of it, like when you started doing that process?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's kind of a emerging field of doing virtual medicine. And honestly, it's been going on for a really long time, like over 10 years and for psychologists and psychiatrists, because all of their work is done talking. And so they can kind of specialize in different areas and reach different communities that might not have resources by going virtual. And so they've been doing it for a really long time. And now in the States, it's becoming kind of a big thing because the cost of our healthcare is so expensive. And if we can not necessarily talk to them about the particular symptoms that they're having and tell them the best thing to do. Like, you're having symptoms that sound like this, so therefore I think you need to come into the office and have an exam, have some testing. Or, you know what, I think this is something that could pass. It sounds like a viral cold or something, so why don't you wait a couple days, and if these things happen, then you can come into the office. So that kind of stuff is happening in the States, probably other places too, but I think especially here, because it keeps our costs down, it keeps people out of the hospital, and it keeps them out of the doctor's office when they don't really need to come in. And it also saves people from waiting until things get too bad. And so it can be an intervention to tell someone, you know what, you really need to be seen, you need to come in, you probably need to be on medication. So from my perspective, I specialize in functional medicine. So I'm in the alternative medicine world, and I focus a lot on optimal performance. And so a lot of what I do is diet and lifestyle counseling for people. I'm talking about supplements and herbs and how to decrease their need for medication, true prevention, early detection, all of those kind of things. And so a lot of that can be brought online as well. And the way that it works for me is I just have them a primary care doctor in their area that I partner with, and I'm just providing a more specialized service of functional medicine for them. It's not like you'll never have to go in and see a doctor again. It's dealing with more chronic issues or dealing with people that want to have a functional medicine doctor be part of their team, but they might not have somebody in their area, or they travel all the time, or they just don't have the time to go sit in the doctor's office. So it kind of fills a need for all of those people.
So if I was just listening to this right now, I'm like, okay, Tambra, a doctor. She's into natural stuff. She's online. I have depression. I can't sleep. Can you prescribe me weed?
No. As a naturopath, we're trained as primary care doctors. So we do family medicine, we prescribe medications, we order blood work, we do all of the regular what you would do if you went into your primary care doctor when you're in the office. But because I practice online, I don't prescribe medications, I don't diagnose, I do order blood work and things like that. But I use a doctor that's in their area to do all kinds of prescribing and that kind of thing. I might make a recommendation for something that they need, but I send them to their doctor to get it.
Yeah, but you mentioned that you work with supplements and things like that. So there's got to be something that you prescribe. I mean, we're talking about like health changes for me, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure, okay, well, you're not getting enough of this probably. Maybe you could use this. So you will tell me what to get, kind of, or is that not how it works?
Exactly. So from natural medicine, those are things that I prescribe. So I prescribe vitamins, herbs, different formulations, that kind of thing.
And that's why I just asked you about an herb and you said no.
That's not one that you can easily do over online, for example, because you really need to get assessment legally and from a professional standpoint. It is a drug, so when you're doing it like that, then it has drug-like effects on the body.
But not in all states anymore. Not in all states, Alexis, right? And you're online, which is kind of funny, right? Like, well, I'm in Colorado, let's say, and it's legal, but I just don't get that distinction. But it's supposed to be medical, too. That's why I was wondering about it.
Well, I think it's the same kind of thing as alcohol. I see alcohol as having drug-like effects on the body, but it's legal as well. And so I think the legality of it doesn't really take away the fact that it has like a drug-like effect on the body. So marijuana, alcohol, both of those are in the same camp for me, as they have drug-like effects on the body. And so they should be obviously used responsibly. And if you're going to use it for medical benefit, then you need to work with somebody who specializes in that, which I don't.
Okay. When you started taking your practice online, can you go over some of the challenges? Because it can't be simple to take that physical address, which you usually had, and this list of clients, and then move them into this direction.
So I had a physical practice in Portland, Oregon for 4 years, and then I sold my practice, and my husband and I set out to do some traveling and met this community of people who are working online and kind of digital nomad community. And so that got us thinking about what our goals are in life and how we want to practice and how we want to touch the lives of people beyond one physical practice and how we might go about doing that. And working virtually was a way to do that. You know, as you know, not a lot of doctors do this. And so I've had to pave my own way and figure out how to use all of these amazing tools that they have for people that have certain fields and use them for something that's totally not a traditional virtual medicine or a virtual practice. And so it was really difficult to try to use the resources that are out there, but convert it to what I'm doing. But I will say that more and more resources are out there that are helpful in kind of converting no matter what you do to virtual. And there's more and more doctors that are starting to kind of catch on to this. And so it's becoming more common and you can kind of use models of different people. But it's definitely been challenging to find resources to help me figure out how to do this, specifically resources that I can use to control all of the content that I have to release and to manage patients online. So you end up having to use a lot, kind of a piecemeal of resources to do everything virtually.
Can you name some of these tools that you're using? I'm just curious, and how you're using them. How have you took these tools that were not used for what you need to do and just kind of put them in there?
So right as I became a doctor, electronic medical records became the standard, where in the US, within a certain time frame, had to convert to electronic records instead of the old style of writing in a patient paper chart. So I got really familiar with electronic medical records, and I use one called Practice Fusion that's really comprehensive and nice, and you can integrate lab work and basically keep the patient file and chart together online in a safe way. So that's one piece that I use. For scheduling patients, I use Acuity Scheduling. I know there's some other really good ones out there like Schedule Once, but it's a little bit more comprehensive than I needed when I first started. So I've just stuck with Acuity because it's simple. And then the other really important thing that a scheduler had for me was for people to be able to schedule in different time zones and pick their own time zone rather than just mine. So with me moving around and with them being all over the world now, I needed something that time zone wise was really efficient. And then I use Active Campaign for sending out emails and keeping in contact with patients and clients. And then I use a lot of Google Docs to organize my standard operating procedures and communicating with my virtual assistant and keeping your patient data all organized. Google Docs and Gmail are still what I'm using.
What's the size of your team?
Right now, it's just me and one virtual assistant that helps me with keeping everything organized and getting patient data input into forms and that kind of thing. She's amazing. She's worked as a virtual assistant before for Zirtual in the US, and she's also a student at one of the naturopathic schools, the one in Arizona. And so she's really familiar with data and lab work and stuff too. So it's really helpful. So right now it's just me and her. And then when I need a designer or a programmer or any of those smaller services, then I have those people that I go to, but I don't work with them on a regular basis yet.
How do you deal with the time zone differences?
It's definitely a challenge. That's one of the most frustrating things, especially when I was in Thailand, because the majority of my patients at that time were in the US. And so the time zone was a little bit tricky. I had to really, in the beginning, I was just doing patient visits whenever and wherever. But now I've kind of fine-tuned to how many hours I know that is best for me to see patients so that I can be there for them fully, and then what hours of the day that is. And so now I'm choosing places to live that are within time zones that are easier to have kind of regular hours. So now my hours are very regular. There's a few time zones that are tricky, like Australia when I'm in the US, and sometimes there's not really a feasible time for them within that slot that I have, but we just figure that out. That's rare.
What is your marketing like, and what is your sales funnel like for getting new clients?
So that's something that I'm starting to work on a lot this year. And the first year I was traveling a lot, meeting all these people, figuring out what was possible and looking at all the resources and making connections that really have propelled my business in a much bigger way than it would have not done that, gone out and kind of taken that leap. But within that first 2 years, I was also trying to figure out who are my clients online, because they're different than who my clients were and who my patients were in my physical practice in Portland. And so that was kind of a big realization for me, was who are the people that are looking for the services that I do online when it's not necessarily something that someone would Google, which has been the challenge, because not a lot of people are Googling functional medicine doctor online. And maybe a little bit more are starting to just kind of organically come up to my website when they're Google searching for things. But as of right now, it's been a lot of word of mouth. And so my practice right now is primarily word of mouth. And then I have some coming in from website posting content and that content getting distributed. And then another big resource for me has been doing podcasts and doing guest blogging. Either I'll write a blog for Mind Body Green or another online wellness publisher, or I'll do a podcast with somebody that is talking about some specific health condition or just different areas of health or whatever. And so people hear me on those and then get in contact with me because it's something they're interested in. And so I think it's been a lot of that so far, and I'm getting more familiar and figuring out who my team is going to be for doing more online marketing and creating a real sales funnel, because right now that's definitely one of my weak points and something I need to learn how to do.
Interesting. It sounds like you actually don't have a real one. A lot of random stuff that's kind of hitting, but you don't have something that's predictable.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have a predictable. And right now it's been growing steadily with just word of mouth. And so that's what I've been trying to fine tune my systems and stuff within my actual how I see patients, rather than focusing on growing and scaling. So growing and scaling my sales funnel is what this next year is going to be all about for me.
Well, I'd say you can only scale so much because you only have so much time too.
Well, right. And that's the thing, is finding ways to scale within a business that's services based, which I think there are ways, but I'm going to have to change the way I'm doing things for sure.
In which way?
Oh, I'm going to have to change some things that I'm offering. So offering programs and offering online resources and things for people who maybe don't want to do the full consultation package, but still want some of the resources. And so it'll need to find other affiliate. I have a few affiliates right now, but definitely other products and services that I can provide for people on a smaller scale than just doing consultations.
So what options do you have right now? How are you monetizing this business?
Pretty much all of it right now is through client consults and then supplement sales. And I think in the future, creating my own supplement line and doing things like that are things that I'm thinking about. So that would be another potential revenue stream in the future. But right now, those are the two primary things. I have some affiliates on my website that I get some small commissions from, but it's nothing significant. So I need to work on those as well and just creating partnerships with people who have like-minded clients and who we can provide bigger resources for.
Okay, let's back up a little bit because I'm still thinking about this whole doctor online thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say something's wrong with me. I want to get a doctor. I'm going to go online. I sign up for your package. What can I expect?
Usually there's kind of two camps of people who I end up seeing initially. So there's the optimal performance community of people who want to, I guess, for lack of a better word, like biohack their health. So they want to track the progression of their health. They want to do truly preventative diet and lifestyle changes. They want to detect early changes to their health that could potentially become bigger health problems in the future. And so there's this whole optimal performance community that likes to do blood work and truly preventative work. And so I help those people figuring out what their blood work is telling them, what kind of is an optimal program for them diet and lifestyle wise and supplements. And then there's the camp of people who have some kind of chronic disease that they've been not able to manage or are poorly managing. And so maybe they're on a medication that's causing side effects, or maybe they want off the particular medication because that's possible for them, or maybe they want to prevent the need for medication in the future and prevent it from worsening. And so for that camp of people that has a chronic disease, we're doing a full blood assessment, just like with optimal performance people, and trying to figure out what is the best plan for them to kind of move their health forward and to prevent the progression of their disease. So it kind of depends where you're coming at me, depending on what group you're in. But usually it includes a consultation where we go over your health history. And then I provide a custom list of blood work that you should get done to really track where you're at and to figure out where you're at. And then we discuss the blood work, what it means, come up with a treatment plan, and then figure out if follow-up is something that's needed in the future.
Okay, let's say I'm in Thailand I'm in Warsaw now, in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
How would you get the right blood work from me since I'm in a place like this?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And this is something that I'm still trying to figure out and experimenting with, because it definitely can be a challenge for some people in some areas. In the U.S., I can order blood work for people to a nationwide lab core. There's also some other labs that you can get, direct-to-consumer-based labs. And then a lot of countries, if you come in with a list to an independent lab, you can pay out of pocket for your blood work. So that's another option if that's available in the country that somebody's in. And then another option is bringing a list of blood work into their primary care doctor and saying that they're working with a functional medicine doctor and that these are the labs that they were wanting to get, and seeing if they're willing to order them for you. So there's a couple different options. If you're outside of the US, it can be a little bit more challenging, but sometimes cheaper. So there's pluses and minuses.
Okay. How do you do the calls? Do you do them through Skype, Google Hangouts? What is the actual call like?
It depends on where the person is. There's a medical-based Skype called VC that's HIPAA compliant for patients that are in the U.S., but I also use a lot of Skype and FaceTime, depending on where the person is and what their preferred method of contact is. If they don't have either of those, or if they just want to do telephone, sometimes I'll check in with people via telephone too.
Interesting. I would imagine a lot of other doctors would also want to get the same freedom that you have right now.
Yeah.
And maybe move into this field. Have you ever thought of teaching them how to do that?
Yes. And I think there's a lot of doctors that would like the freedom to do that. I think that once I kind of have the system down, that I might be able to pass on to other doctors for sure and create a course or something like that. People could learn how to do this, but because I'm still figuring it out and learning what those kind of preferred tools are and systems and how to market and all of that, I think I still have a couple of years to really feel comfortable with the information, but I think I'm getting there.
Very cool. Okay, Alexis, if people want to find you and reach out to you, where could they go?
So they can go to my website, dralexisshields.com. And on my website, I have a blog that has continually updated information. There's a review of different package consultations, also just some other educational materials of things that somebody has questions about lab work and that kind of thing. So you should be able to find everything there.
Very cool.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with Tom, the Digital Architect, Liebel. For more tips, tricks, and interviews, come visit smartbrandmarketing.com. That's smartbrandmarketing.com. And join the newsletter. It's free.